Get up out of bed. Get up. Get up with Tim and Jess. Hit CQ.
Good morning. It's Tim and Jess on Hit CQ. Just gone 2 minutes past 6 a.m. It is R&B Friday.
Oh, Tim, I love me some R&B Fridays.
Have you settled in after our massive announcement about the world-famous rooftop yesterday?
I had so many people stopping me yesterday going, how? How do I get there? And I'm like, are you a hit VIP? I can't do anything more for you unless you're a hit VIP. Yeah.
Well, that's as simple as it is. You've got to become a hit VIP. If you want to see the Backstreet Boys in Vegas, Jess, still 3 hours of the show to go. Very excited. We are going to be joined in the studio by Brett Newman, the man in charge at Newman's Fitness Systems for our 8-week challenge. It's all coming to an end, bud.
Today's the last day.
You can go get weighed in after the show.
I'm in my gym gear this morning.
Yep. Look, I hope to not offend you or anyone in listening right now.
Oh, here we go.
But your three-stripe jacket is very woggy.
Mate, I got to get my Adidas out when I go to the gym.
Why do you become this super wog when you go to the gym? Who is this?
I don't know. Come on, bud. It just happens.
And can you just tell people that you've given me permission
Absolutely.
To say the W word?
Yes, you're allowed to call me a wog. I am one.
My heart rate literally has gone to 85 just talking about
that's unhealthy.
Checked on my Fitbit, but that's all right. Jess, also, speaking of the Backstreet Boys as we were before, we want to know what's coming back.
Well, the Backstreet Boys came back.
All right.
In spectacular fashion.
And we want to know what else is going to coming back. Like, for example, I think bangs. Bangs are coming back.
As in, like, the fringe.
The forward fringe.
Oh, Lord. I looked terrible with bangs. I had bangs for years.
Did you?
Yeah. I'll show you a photo.
Can you put one on the
Instagram?
CQ.
It's awful.
Yes.
I brought it back again when I turned 19. It was a mistake.
Coming up next, though, you could be sitting there, and I'm about to change your life. This is the best part of my job. I get to change lives, and it all has to do with your name. We're not playing Spell My Name, but coming up next, I'm going to tell you if your name is successful or not. The most successful names in Australia over the last couple of decades.
Is my name on the list?
Mate, you're going to have to stick around to find out.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up on Hit.
If you have a name, congratulations. This applies to you.
You got a name, you got a gym.
You got a name, you got a job. And there is a survey that's been done here in Australia of the most successful names, the chance of you, compared to the average Australian, being more successful. So it's broken down into a percentage.
Okay.
So this is taken by the amount of CEOs, business managers, startup businesses all around the country.
Men and women?
Men and women.
Okay.
I will preference that out of the top 10, there are only 3 women's names. But
isn't that telling, Timothy?
All right, it's getting better, mate. It's not just going to go from nothing to 100, so just chill out.
Okay.
So congratulations. Do you want me to go top to bottom or bottom to top?
I reckon let's go top 5.
All right, top 5. So if coming in at number 5, 2 males' names, you are 32% to be more successful if your names are Richard and Alexander.
Really?
Richard and Alexander. I will preference that all of these names are old school names.
Okay.
After I've read out the top few, I'll go back and just quickly, it's very English vanilla, if you ask me. Elizabeth coming in at 4th.
Hey, Lizzie.
36% chance to be more successful than the average Australian. George in 2nd place with 37.
George.
With 37.3%.
I don't know any successful Georges.
Oh, King George. You know? He's going all right.
Georges I know are just big wogs who care about their cars.
You're
going
to be shocked about this one. First and second. Well, it's technically a draw for first.
Yeah.
Victoria and William have a 38% chance of being more successful than the average Australian.
I do like Will as a name.
Well, that's the thing. Vicky, Will, Liz, Rich,
yeah. Hang on,
Alex.
These are all very, these are plural names.
These, what? you're almost finding a plan there. But also Thomas, David, Harry, John, Olivia, Oliver and Olivia also on the list. So no Tarquins, no Schniffenoffs, all these new names that are coming through these days. Tim and Jess, they're back at the end. They're on the other end of the scale. So if you
well, you don't see any Queen Jessicas, do you?
Yeah, no.
Well, King Timothy.
You act like a queen, but you aren't one. But yeah, if you're listening then and I read out your name, congratulations. If not, back to work. Back to work right now. It's Tim and Jess. Sorry. William and Victoria on Hit CQ.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
I have an idea. I need help. I need money. Sure. Jess, can you give me either of those things?
This is the thing with all of your ideas. You have an idea and it always requires funding.
Yep. Well, that's the point.
You never bring any of your own money to the table.
Mate, I'm sorry. All right. Essentially, yesterday I was at the dog beach and something happened. And last night I was sitting at home afterwards and I thought, this is a great idea for a children's book. So I need illustrators, publishers and publishers and publishers.
Because I want someone to make money. Probably a writer as well.
Probably. No, I can write it. I can write sometimes. Essentially, the tide was out and I was just hanging out with my red dog, Remy, little border collie, Kelby Cross, and an eagle came over to inspect what was going on.
An eagle.
Beautiful big eagle. And we were the only ones on the beach. So I was like, oh, this is all right. And then the eagle got about 5 metres above Remy because I assume it thought she was a rat or something like that, probably to eat. And they were
Remy's not a small dog.
No. And they were chasing... The dog was chasing the eagle around for about 15 minutes because the eagle was just curious. It never swooped at her.
Right.
But it was just curious. So they were just kind of following each other. And I was like, Remy, come, I want to go. Let's go. But no, eagle had our attention. And I thought, wouldn't it be incredible about an eagle and dog friendship? Remy the red dog.
Right.
And Ellie the eagle.
Partners in crime.
Ellie picks up Remy and they fly around the world doing adventures.
Sure.
What do you think?
It has potential.
Like, I really didn't want it to happen in real life where the eagle stole my dog and flew away. But I was like, in a child book setting, this is a great idea.
Would they speak to one another? Like, would they be besties?
Mate, it's a long adventures around the world. There's a lot of flight time.
Long hauls.
You've got a small chat.
When they're on land, does the eagle ride on Remy's back? Is that...
You've got it already. There's so many different stories and adventures to be had. So, look, 13, 12, 16, if you want to send heaps of money, if you want to draw, I can't draw.
Tim's not put a patent on this, so you can just straight up steal this idea.
Yeah. Roscoe the Red Dog and Edward the Eagle. No, thank you. No, thank you at all.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
The biggest trending story is across Australia and central Queensland. And Tim, the whale season has kicked off right now in Gladstone.
I don't often say this, but I hated being stuck in this building yesterday morning. All I wanted to do was go to the harbour and see the whales that were swimming around Spinnaker Park, and I couldn't go.
Yep, apparently 7:30 yesterday morning, a little whale dropped in.
A couple of fishermen sent us some photos. They were swimming around in the harbour having a good old time.
Even people down at Spinnaker Park Cafe were enjoying the views. A lot of people have said, you know, we usually see a lot of dolphins, but never whales this close into the harbour. And there's been two this week.
Well,
so
I'm concerned because there has been very, very low tides at the moment around the Gladstone region. So I just hope they're not stuck here. Like, you know how sometimes you go on a holiday and you get stuck in like a dingy town in Brazil?
Yeah,
and
flights got cancelled.
Flights cancelled, buses aren't going through and you're like, oh no, how do I get out of here? So they could just be stuck, but I'd like to think they're coming to just check out the tourism scene.
No, they were hanging out for a while and then they headed off towards Curtis Island, so...
Yeah, well, I've heard that the fish is good over there at the moment.
Yeah,
so, you know,
they're right.
Good krill zone, so go get that krill, guys.
Hopefully we'll see heaps more, especially up further along the coast as well, Tim.
Yeah, all right. Well, we do have some photos. You can check them out at hit.com.au, or if you have any, send them through to us on our Facebook page at Hit Central Queensland.
You can find everything else that's trending right now at hit.com.au as well.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Right now, a David Beckham-obsessed lookalike who splurged $35,000 on plastic surgery, wait for it, is now homeless and claims 5 sugar daddies are funding his new dream to look like Brooklyn Beckham. Now, there's a lot to unpack here.
There's a lot to unpack.
First of all, I've seen
in, like, Singapore, there is a man that's become Superman. Cosmetic surgery, like muscle implants and everything. He's loving his life. I feel like Superman's more marketable than David Beckham because Superman's lives forever.
Yeah.
David Beckham will die one day.
And this is what he's saying, this guy. He said, look, his name is Jack and he spent $35,000 to look like David Beckham and now he's like, hey, David Beckham's aging a fair bit.
But I don't want
to look like David Beckham
anymore. But if he's done it right, shouldn't he look like David Beckham 5 years ago, like prime? But see, I always laugh about David Beckham, and I know this might sound harsh, but he's genuinely like one of the most beautiful men you'll ever see in your life. But then you ask him a question like, oh, yeah, you know, I'm going to go to the soccer and I'm going to enjoy the World Cup.
He hasn't got the sexy voice to go along with it.
It's not like, hello, I'm David Beckham. It's
Why did they both sound like John Lennon? Anyway, he's decided he wants to look like Brooklyn Beckham now.
His
David's
child.
Son. Because he's like, he's a bit more, you know, youthful. But he hasn't got $35,000. He spent all his life savings
on his David Beckham.
His David Beckham look. So now he's got five sugar daddies who are going to be paying for his new surgeries to look like Brooklyn.
That's how I get my groceries, all my sugar daddies. So I think he's going for the higher end of asking for money.
Yeah.
But also, I think
I can't get one sugar daddy. He's got five of them. Imagine how good I'd look with five sugar daddies.
Find his least committed sugar daddy and get him. So that's your challenge. Win him over. And then, as you've always wanted, you can look like David Beckham too, Jess. We'll get you there,
buddy. I'd be going for Victoria.
So would I. Actually, they look pretty similar to Victoria Beckham.
Victoria Beckham had a beard.
If you squint your eye and put your head against the brick wall.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
It's winter here in central Queensland, but the sun's out and it's still hot.
Mate, I was sweating so hard on Wednesday.
Yeah, we were at the Rocky at the show, at the Funtime Festival, fantastic. 29 degrees. What's this, winter? you promised winter's meant to be cold, right? Am I wrong in that winter's meant to be cold?
I mean, winter just hasn't come yet for central Queensland.
Yeah, it's coming in 2019, remember? They push back winter for this year.
I'm all right with it.
And they're going to start it off next year again. But, Jess, it doesn't really matter if the sun's there or not because UV rays, they're always out there. Mm-hmm. And we are focusing for the next 3 months here in central Queensland and all around Australia. We are partnering up with Beard Season, raising awareness in the community around central Queensland about keeping your skin healthy.
Yeah, and you might think you've missed the opportunity to jump on board with this. It's close to 3 months, son. You can still get involved.
Absolutely. We are trying to raise $1,000 for skincare here in central Queensland, around Australia. We started about a week or so ago getting there $55.
Yep.
We really want to gear up soon.
And we've got six people on the team so far, Tim. You can still join the team.
Apparently, our sales manager has become an ambassador somehow.
How did he make himself an ambassador?
I don't know. I made the team and I'm not an ambassador. Our team is Hit Central Queensland. You can check it out at beardseason.com. We're going to put the link up. It's already up on our Facebook page, but we'll keep it up there as often as we can. I'm not shaving my beard until August 31st.
It's coming in strong. Well, I reckon it's going to be quite a bushy one.
You know, well, normally I shave a line on my neck.
Yeah.
And I'm just letting it.
Oh, you're not even going to trim it.
The only thing I'm taking away is the hair that grows between my jaw and my eyelids.
Oh my God,
on
Tim,
the cheeks.
Is it possible? Do you reckon your neck hair will meet your chest hair at some point?
That's the goal. That's the dream.
That's the dream.
Besides owning two boats, having your beard hair touch your chest hair, and personally, your chest hair connecting with your armpit hair, that is the ultimate man goal. It's not the hygiene goal, but it's a man goal. We'll keep you up to date as much as we can with Beard Season. You can check out all the information at beardseason.com for yourself.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Jess, Backstreet Boys, we got to announce yesterday just after 8 that they're going to be our next guest on our world-famous rooftop.
Yes.
I was very excited.
It's going to be a good one. I'm spewing that we can't be there.
We're going to send Hit VIPs to Vegas. All you need to do is go to hit.com.au. Becoming a Hit VIP, you get to pick the music. So you can pick like Khaled, Young, Dumb and Broke, or you can pick Backstreet Boys. You can pick anything, but also you can go and see them in Las Vegas on that world famous rooftop.
Yeah, because the Backstreet Boys are back.
All right, Jess. The Backstreet Boys are back. And obviously, one of their very well-known songs is Backstreet's Back, All Right, when they returned in the early 2000s. And they're even more back now. Like, this song is timeless for that reason. They can have as many comeback tours. They can do as many John Farnhams as they like. And we got thinking, because obviously Backstreet Boys are back, all right.
Mm.
On 13, 12, 16, what's coming back?
Yep.
But, Jess, what's coming back? All right. So we need to present.
Once the Backstreet Boys say it, then it's back.
Exactly. It's legal tender. And for example, 3 weeks ago, I grew a mustache because mustaches are back. All right. See? It's almost like it's the song.
Right.
Like 13, 12, 16 as well. Give us a call. What's coming back? All right. Jess, have you got anything that's coming back?
I've started using a booster seat for the first time in 20 years.
All right. Take
booster
it away.
Seats are back.
No, you got to say it's like booster seats are back.
You got to sing it.
You got to. You've really got to go hard. What else? You know what? I'm. It's not coming back, but I think it's getting more and more popular.
What?
Broccolini.
Oh, I love a bit of broccolini.
Like broccolini's back.
All right. Beautiful. Yeah, 13, I agree.
13, 12, 16. Give us a call. I know it's hard to get through for something this golden. 13, 12, 16. Give us a call. What's coming back? What's coming back into fashion?
Yeah.
Let us know, and the Backstreet Boys can put their stamp of approval on for you. 13, 12, 16. 13, 12, 16. We have been asking, like the Backstreet Boys, what's back all right?
Yeah.
Or what's back? All right.
Tim, Chris Pratt has said that he is open to doing a Parks and Rec reunion.
So you could almost say Parks and Recs are back. All
right. Almost.
that's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine. Well, yeah. Potentially coming back. All
right. There you go. That's more accurate.
So we want to know on 13, 12, 16, what's coming back? Because once the Backstreet Boys have put their stamp of approval by yelling all right
at the
end
back.
Of it, it's legal. It's legal and it's coming back.
Can you imagine them singing that on the world famous rooftop? Like, if they don't open with Backstreet's back, all right. All right. Then, I mean, what's the point of even doing a world famous rooftop?
I'd leave. I would leave. But on 13, 12, 16, we have been asking, what's coming back, all right? And we have had Michael from Rockhampton call through on 13, 12, 16. Michael, what's coming back?
Mate, sideburns are coming back.
Wow. Sideburns. That is, it's different. Why do you think sideburns are coming back?
Because I just grew a big set of mutton chops.
Oh, Lord.
All right. So we have to all say it in time. So
okay.
It's like sideburns are
right.
back. And then,
okay.
All right. So together, please. 3, 2, 1.
No. Sideburns. Sideburns are back. All
right.
Yeah, they're back, all right.
I disagree, Michael, but each to their own. I'm sure you're enjoying the chops.
Nah, they're back.
Awesome. Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, guys.
And we've got Sarah from Gracemere on 13, 12, 16. Sarah, is anything coming back all right?
Tartan pants.
No, they're not.
Yes, Sarah.
Is tartan like yellow? Are they, what kind
nah,
of
it's like things Scottish, Tim. Like the tartan.
No.
Yeah.
They are. I bought a pair
in pants form.
Yeah.
All right. Here, I guess, if you want it, when you're ready.
Tartan pants are back. All
right. If the Backstreet Boys say they're back, Tim, that
back.
Means they're back.
All right. Thanks for your call, Sarah.
Thanks, guys.
I think, look, I know this is probably only funny to myself, you, Michael, and Sarah, but potentially the worst thing we've ever done on this radio show.
No.
But don't worry, Jess.
Tim and Jess are back.
Yeah. All right. This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hits. Can you just sort your stuff out? Because we're chatting to Dean soon about Isla Fisher.
Yeah,
and
look,
a new
he's got
movie
an exclusive. He was on the red carpet doing his Hollywood Entertainment Reporter thing.
Reporting is the word for that. But what's wrong?
I woke up this morning and I've got like a pain on my right-hand side.
I can relate. Because every morning I come in here like 10, 15 minutes before you get here. And then normally about 10, 15 minutes after you get here, I get this pain in both of my ears.
Oh, really?
Both of my ears.
You
I can't
poor thing.
Figure out what the cause is. But anyway, what's wrong with you, mate?
I asked you, where is the pain when you get appendicitis? And you didn't answer me, so I started Googling.
It's always the best thing to do. Instead of seeing your local GP, Google it.
Well, I'm at work. I can't go see a GP right now.
I would
now.
Prefer for you to leave.
It's just like a bit of a dull pain, and it's kind of, it gets sharp if I push it in.
That's like me. If I had a stab wound in my arm, I put my finger in my stab wound going, well, this hurts a bit more, Doc. Why is that?
The only thing that, like, I mean, it says that I've either got appendicitis or that, you know, like I could have some sort of cancer because cancer comes up in everything.
All right. Let's not joke about the C word.
But I think if I had appendicitis, I'd be in a bit more pain.
Yeah,
maybe.
I was going to say, you'd be sweating on the ground and very pale.
Yeah, and I'm not yellow. Apparently you're supposed to get yellow.
Yeah, you're sweating, but that's because of the pressure of the job. Not because of your illness, so just chill out, bro. This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit. Trending now at
hit.com.au. Joined now by our Hollywood Entertainment reporter, Dean McCarthy. And Dean, you've been tearing up the red carpet yet again.
Oh my goodness, you know what? Got to check out one of my favourite films of the year, Tag. Now this film, you might have seen the billboards and all the advertising. It's actually based on a real story. This group of guys in East Coast, have been playing tag for 30 years.
What?
It's so good. And yeah. 1 month of the year, the game picks up again. Okay, now these guys are like grown men. They're like in their like 60s now. Anyway, they took the idea and they made a Hollywood blockbuster out of it. It stars John Hamm, Jeremy Renner, and our girl, Isla Fisher.
Aussie girl.
Check it out. Here I am with Isla Fisher on the red carpet of tag.
We just really enjoyed mucking about. I mean, it's a children's game of tag. No one took it seriously. I mean, we did take it seriously, if my agent's watching. And any directors out there that may hire me in the future, I took it so seriously.
Seems like she started to have a bit of fun and then realised where she was, Dean.
Whoops.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
The movie looks incredible. From what it seems, there's no rules, like funerals, weddings, anything.
Seriously.
The game of tag is always live in the month of May. So it's at the cinemas. Yes. I'm going to go check it out because it came out yesterday. But, yeah, Isla Fisher, maybe realise the room you're in before you start joking around. But thanks, Deanie.
Yeah, I think you should really know your audience. Exactly. Thanks, guys.
See you, buddy.
You can check out everything else that's trending right now as well at hit.com.au.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up. On hit.
Tim, on 13, 12, 16, how much have you paid for breakfast?
Yeah. I think that breakfast foods per part are wild.
Yeah.
I got a side of, it's a lot, it's like often you get a side of bacon. That'll be $5, please. How much bacon at a deli could you get for $5?
Oh, yeah.
30 kilos? I don't know, but probably.
I feel like add-ons should never max out past $2.
But I understand why industries and cafes and stuff like that do charge high, because otherwise breakfast would cost you $3.30 for the per
and
part.
And so it should.
So it should. Breakfast
it's
business.
It's not costing them that much.
No,
how much is a slice of toast? Some spinach. Oh,
well, if you can buy a whole loaf for what, $3, $4 of bread and I'm getting charged $2 a slice.
Yeah.
Like that's how they get their bang for their buck, or the return on the bread. And I saw this weekend one single hash brown in an Uber Eats order that was going wild on Facebook, $19. For a hash brown.
What are you paying for?
What did
was that like a delivery charge as well? Or was like the
no,
was it
that
a
was
mistake?
That was just so like that was one part of the order. It's incredible, but you, and it happens. It goes so quick because you're not thinking when you're ordering breakfast, and it's not a personal attack, but it feels personal.
We've had a couple of messages come through on Facebook already.
Sure.
13, 12, 16 again. What is the most you've ever paid for your breakfast? Lisa, said that her and her husband went to a cafe and they spent, they ordered two coffees and an egg and bacon bagel each. The bagels were $13 each. $13 for an egg and bacon.
It's like when we go out and we have a drink sometimes and after work and you get an espresso martini. Like, well, sorry, not after work, like the nighttime.
We finish at midday. Nighttime.
Espresso martinis are like $18 a pop. How do you cop that, mate?
Yeah,
that's a
no,
lot.
It's difficult. That's why. That's when I'm only having one drink.
You're having a fancy time.
I'll have my fancy drink. If I'm going to have like six, I'm not having six espresso martinis. I'm not made of money.
One of our favourite listeners, Bulldip, he did comment saying that $19, what are you complaining about for a whole breakfast? No, Bulldip, my friend.
No.
One hashy
just
brown.
Just the hash brown.
So 13, 12, 16, give us a call. How much have you paid for breakfast? Yep. What's the most expensive thing? And you've, like, you start, I just get it because I panic.
Well, yeah. And like, you've come all this way. You may as well get the extra bacon. Yeah.
Like, say me, you, and three friends went out. First of all, congrats on us and finding three friends. And we all get a side of bacon. That's $30 worth of bacon.
That's insane.
That's too much bacon. 13, 12, 16, give us a call. How much have you paid for breakfast food? 13, 12, 16, we have been asking, how much did you pay for some breakfast food? We saw this weekend on Facebook one of those viral things. Hash brown, one single hash brown, a breakfast food, $19. In an Uber Eats order. Uber Eats is like a delivery service in cities.
You can hit us up on our Facebook page. Just search for HitCQ.
Nick
has said that he spent $54 yesterday on Eggs Benny, a couple of fritters, and a couple of coffees.
All right, that's
and
a big meal.
And he was like,
meal.
Look, it was a quality meal, but $54 before caffeine is a bit of a big hit.
But also, like, I understand that. Like, a frit, how much would a frit be extra? Like, $5 each for a frit?
No idea.
A few extra eggies, a couple of bucks here and there. It adds up.
It
that's
does.
A problem.
$54. For breakfast seems excessive.
Mate, $54 for dinner. That's too much for me. I'd have a heart attack. 13, 12, 16, we have been asking, because it can get out of hand in breakfast foods. We understand it. I think we're all aware of it. What's the most you paid for a breakfast food? And we've had George from Rockhampton call through. George, what's the most you've been paid for a breakfast food?
Oh, well, I got a big breakfast, you know, the old egg and bacon and
big
sausages
brekkie.
And everything.
Yep.
And I said, I want more sausages on my plate. Can I just
Don't
have
we all?
More sausages? I don't mind paying a little bit, you know. I thought a couple of dollars each.
If you're asking for extra, that's normally expected.
Throw a couple on.
A couple of bucks.
Yeah, it is, mate. $10 each the sausages were.
$10
each.
You were robbed, son.
You've been held up.
And they weren't even that big.
Little chipolata sausages.
Did you know when you were ordering how much?
Mate? Chipolatas are like thumb length sausages, like that are like got herbs in them. Like sometimes they're pork. You guys never heard of chipolata?
Mate, they look like Frankfurts to me. They weren't even that big, and I charged $10 each for them.
Yeah, if they're Frankies, you've really been done in. So you paid for the extra extra snacks?
Yeah, I did.
Well, at that point, he's already eaten it.
Yeah,
so.
You've already got the mortgage out. You thought you might as well go hard.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
thanks.
That's why us millennials can't afford a mortgage.
All right, Josh. Thanks for your call, bud. He's hung up. Sorry,
bye, George.
He's just had to go to the bank to get another loan out. He wants some hashy browns.
This is the Tim and Jess catch up on Hit.
You ready?
Let's go. Let's get pumping.
It's time for R&B Fuel Days.
Thanks to Puma.
For drinks, snacks, or a great feed.
Go to Puma and Rocky, Zilzy and Yipoon.
That's right. If you think you can pump out your favourite R&B banger, Puma will pump $50 of fuel into your car. 10 seconds is all we need, Jess.
And look, we like to go with crowd favourites. We like someone that gets really into it.
Yeah, it's not about the result. It's about how much effort you put into it. And we've had someone that's tried to play every single week. She called up again, Donna from Gladstone. Donna, give us 10 seconds of your best, mate.
What you going to do with all that junk? All that junk inside my truck. I'm going to get you drunk.
Get you some junk off my home.
Oh, right. That's 10 seconds, yeah?
Donna, you're getting better every single week. I'm very
love the
impressed.
Commitment.
What did you do a few weeks ago? They're all old school.
Yeah. So I did Gangster's Paradise because that's awesome fun,
right.
And everyone knows that one. I'll take ones that people can sing along to.
Exactly. Donna, you've got...
She's a woman of the people,
yep,
Tim.
You've got it, Donna. So, mate, stick around. You never know. It could be you today. Thank you very much.
Awesome. Have a great day, guys.
Samson from Kiwana on 13, 12, 16. Samson, pump out 10 seconds of your best, mate.
Well, the ones that make a garments grass, licks up and white on all gas, it's smart. Any garments see a H-Town player, you can stop the rush, because if I stop it when we party, we don't know how to stop.
I don't know what just happened.
Samson went from pure panic to pure bars. Samson, what song was that?
Oh, no, that's from, what do you call it? Sean Paul, remix.
Sean Paul, that's right.
Of course.
Sean Paul.
I should have known.
Mate, that's incredible. We'll let you know before the end of the show if you've got that fuel voucher. Thank you very much, Samson.
Oh, okay. Thank you, mate.
And finally, we've got Lavon from Gladstone on 13, 12, 16. Lavon, give us 10 seconds of your absolute best. That fuel could be yours.
Okay.
I thought she'd started.
Yeah, I was like, oh, this is a quick one.
Ship better.
Lavon, I love you.
The one that has
Lavon,
a lot of words in it.
Lavon, I love you to death because that's the backing track of that song. It's not even like the rap part. But Lavon, you've absolutely tried your hardest. Look, we need some time to deliberate to who's going to get it this morning, but we really appreciate you playing.
Thank you. I didn't think you would answer.
We always do, babe. We always do. Jess, this is a tough one. I think we've got to give it...
You want to go to a song before we can deliberate?
We're giving it to Donna. It's Tim and Jess on Hit CQ.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit. It's time to power with the Port City Power.
The Port City Power. I've got a game this Sunday at Kev Broome Stadium kicking off at 12 p.m. Very excited to be joined on the phone now by Nathaniel Musters, one of the players for the men's team now. Nat, how are you feeling going into the game this Sunday?
Yeah, pretty good. I mean, coming off the back of a couple of wins, three wins this last weekend was pretty solid for us, you know. It's always tough going back to back to back, but I feel like we're playing it really well. We're in a really good space as a team, and I'm really excited to play against some good competition in Cairns this weekend.
I mean, a big home game win last time you were at Kev Broome Stadium. Is there something a bit more energetic about playing in front of a home crowd?
Oh, of course. I mean, people always come out for our games. It gets pretty rowdy out there. We get a good atmosphere, so it really helps us. We feel like we have a six-man on the court, and it always helps us to get over the line at the end there.
Now, you are 6'10", which is an incredible height. Are there many players? I'm always curious, and I know tall people hate being spoken to about how tall they are, but there wouldn't be many players taller than you in the league, would there?
Not many, no. I'm definitely one of the taller guys. There's a couple of guys who get up there, but say I'm definitely one of the 5 or 6 tallest guys, I'd say, in the league all around. So,
now,
yeah, it's pretty good.
Obviously, basketball is massive here in Central Queensland, pretty big in Australia, but also in the United States. That's where every basketball dreams of going, right?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Now, we thought we'd have a bit of an interesting question.
Tim and I have been debating about this for a long time.
We want to know what to basketballers in Australia would be more important. Would you rather play one day for the Australian Boomers team, like, say, winning a gold medal for the Australian Boomers, or would you prefer to play in the NBA over in the United States and, say, play in a championship team?
Oh, man, I mean, that's a tough question. I mean, there's a lot of money in the States, but I feel like winning a gold medal, especially considering you know, the U.S. national team's usually pretty dominant in the Olympics.
You're so true.
If you could get over the top of them in the Olympics, that would be something really special. And I feel like that would go down in Australian basketball history. So definitely that. I'd take that for sure.
Sorry, we forgot to mention that Lithuania actually beat the USA in the semifinal. So you didn't actually beat the USA. Sorry, that's on us, mate. But, hey.
Taking the dream out of the scenario.
Yeah, sorry, mate. But, hey, we're really excited. All the games kick off at 12 p.m. this Sunday, special game time, Kev Broome Stadium. Men's kicking off at 2 p.m. against the Cairns Marlins. We really appreciate your time, Nathaniel Musters.
Yeah, no worries. Thanks so much. I hope to see everyone down at the game this Sunday. So thanks, mate. I appreciate it.
No worries. We're really looking forward to get down there, Jess. And also, people have a chance to win $500 cash thanks to us.
Yeah, we're going to be there in our hit shirts. So find us. Tim and Jess are all around the stadium.
Oh, yeah.
Gold coin donation will get you an entry, and we're going to be drawing that at halftime.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hits.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
The biggest trending stories across Australia and Central Queensland. And yesterday we saw the very uncomfortable World Cup opening ceremony performance.
It was very strange. Russia, Saudi Arabia was the first game. Mm-hmm. Russia won 5-0. That's good for them. Scary for everyone.
Yeah.
Because
5-0 is a big score for soccer.
Well, no, more than just beating Saudi Arabia. They're not the people to piss off.
Oh, Tim.
They're not. I'm just saying.
Well, Robbie Williams was the guy that they chose to open up the World Cup ceremony.
Current Robbie Williams.
Why wouldn't they get Will Smith, who's done the World Cup song?
They'll do like the closing. He'll be at the final.
Right.
So,
well, Robbie Williams looked a little embarrassed, really. It was a 15-minute performance. 15-minute mega medley. Of Robbie Williams' greatest hits.
It's very Super Bowl-esque. Like, mega. Yeah. We don't want to hear 15 of your songs. We want to hear all of your songs in one 15-minute period.
And at one point during Let Me Entertain You, he turned, the camera comes around, pans to him. He flipped them the bird.
That entertained me. He's done well. He's speaking true to the song.
It pans across an empty stadium. So he's clearly like, well, no one's watching me.
Nah.
Flipped him the bird.
Boom.
He's
two
like,
birds
I'm out of
you.
Here. That was the most entertaining part of the whole show.
Well, it's very Robbie Williams.
Yeah.
So if that's what to expect for the World Cup, I'm on board. I'm very much
Can't
on
wait
board.
For the closing ceremony,
oh,
Tim.
Yeah.
You can
oh,
check
yeah.
out that story as well as everything else is trending right now at hit.com today.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
3, 2, 1.
You can do it!
Tim and Jess's 8-week challenge. Thanks to newmanfitnesssystems.com.au for all your group, personal and online training solutions.
For the last time, checking in with Brett Newman from Newman's Fitness Systems in our 8-week challenge. It's all wrapping up today. Today's the last day, Jess. Thanks for coming in again, Brett.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, no worries. It's been good coming you in for the last 2 months. And
we've learned a lot, Tim.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I've learned things that I had no idea about.
I think the main thing Brett might have learned from me is that I'm a yelly swearier.
Yeah.
When things are going well for him, like he knows that he's doing good workout. If I just tell machines to go away, like just go away, I don't want to deal with you anymore. But Brett, we're very excited because you have a new challenge. Starting up literally like 9 a.m. tomorrow, Saturday morning, is the cutoff. So get into Newman's Fitness
System. No rest for the wicked.
None.
And like what I found really great about this challenge is not only is it like a gym membership, which a lot of gyms obviously offer, but you tell me what to eat. You tell me what's in the food that I'm eating. So I know if I've eaten something, I go, oh, I shouldn't have eaten that.
Mm-hmm.
And Brett, and then you, because I've shared with you, you know that I shouldn't have eaten that.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It all works in a big system. There's also your own personal app where you can do exercise from home, because it's all about incorporating this into your lifestyle.
You hit the nail on the head, mate. We're trying to create a whole lifestyle, and that's why even the company name was about a system, because unless you have a system, it's only small pieces of the whole puzzle. So that means training, it means sleep, it means nutrition, it means availability as well. So the app was brought in for that. So if people are not able to get into the gym, and life happens, you know, yeah, you'll be away on holidays, and that's everybody's lives. And we deal with like 150 odd people each week that have all got lives. So yeah, the whole thing was put together as a system to generate the best results possible for everyone. And we, over the years, you know, refined it to cover all contingencies.
This is the thing, Tim, like if you've been going to, you know, your standard gym for years now and you're not seeing any results, this is a great way to fast track those results.
So many different offers available to choose from. And like, I'm feeling great after the last 2 months. Like I've lost 2 belt sizes. I'm feeling really good about that. And this might be a bit of TMI, but there's certain underwear that make me feel like a piece of toothpaste just squeezing in areas.
Oh, you got a little muffin top.
A little muffin top.
I thought you were going down the magic mic bar.
There's certain, I feel like my underwear is not constricting me at the moment.
Tim's feeling so good he's stopped wearing pants into the office.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Showing off my upper thighs. So it really does pay off. And it, like, whether it takes a long time, a short time, there's different ways that you can always go about it. That's the best thing about the personal training sessions you offer as well, because it, the first word of it, personal, that's exactly what it is.
Of course, with my injuries, Tim, they work around that too. I actually did the first sit-up I've ever done in about 10 to 12 years with Carly a couple of weeks ago.
We had to use a cat toy, but you got there. Just jingle, jingle, jingle. So, Brett, we really do thank you for everything over the last 8 weeks.
It's been a pleasure.
But, hey, if you're listening right now and you're thinking, when's the best time to start it? Guess what? It's right now. Get in touch with Newman's Fitness Systems, or you can go down. It's on Tallulah Street. You can go and check them out any time and sign up for their next challenge, because it's kicking off tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll put a link up on our Facebook page and our Instagram. Just search for Hit Central Queensland as well.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Tim and Jess. Catch up weekday mornings from 5 on Hit.